Hello and welcome to the Busy Mom's Guide to Meditation. I'm your host, Molly Rodriguez, and I can't wait to walk you through all my tips and tricks on how to create a successful meditation practice for yourself and how to incorporate your children into that practice. So, are you ready? Hello, this week we are going to be talking about scheduling your meditations into your busy schedule and incorporating your kids into that and kind of how that looks. Let's get into this. It's going to be fun. So scheduling meditation into your schedule when you don't already have a set time for self-care, for meditation, it can be really difficult, and it gets down to prioritization. We know that having a set time every day to do meditation, to sit down, center the self, connect back to the body, and get into that mindset is really, really great. A lot of people say first thing in the morning, wake up before the kids wake up, is the best time to do meditation. And I just don't necessarily agree. This is because when you have kids, it's really difficult to have the motivation to wake up that early in the morning, especially if you're not a morning person like me. And when you try to wake up early, it can be really great. And for some people, it does make all the difference, just starting your day a little bit earlier. For me, I would set my alarm at 5 a.m. and my boys, well, I had one at the time, and he would wake up at about 4:55 and come in to see what's going on and to start his day. So after a couple days of this happening, I said, forget it, turned off my alarm, and he slept in until about 5:30 because he's a morning person. So I thought, okay, maybe he'll sleep in now. Nope. As soon as I set my alarm again, there he was at 4:55, right before my alarm went off to, get me up and get me going. And at the time, I didn't have the tools to create a practice with him. And so it didn't work for me. I'm also not a morning person, so the 5 a.m. wake up thing was not my favorite. That's beside the point. In the teachings of Ramakrishna, in meditation, there are actually four times a day that are ideal for meditation. And this is first thing in the morning when the sun is coming up, noon, late afternoon, like sunset time, and midnight. So any of those times can work. I know the midnight and sunrise can be difficult because of sleep. But that does leave noon and sunset. So if you can sit down for lunch, take a couple minutes before you start eating to center the self, connect back to the body and the breath, or before dinner or right after dinner, just take a couple moments to really get into that mindset and start scheduling that into your day. That's not to say this will work for everyone. And that is where prioritization comes in. And really looking at your life and going, okay, my life is busy and I don't feel like I can let anything go. There are always things you can let go. When you start looking at what is actually on your schedule and what needs to happen right now, you might start realizing you have a lot of stuff that you place importance on, which doesn't mean they're not important, but they aren't as immediate, aren't as necessary right in the moment. By starting to reprioritize, it's a mindset shift. And looking at what is actually important. What do you actually need to do during the day? And what is going to make your life fall apart if it doesn't get done? Because most things won't ruin your life if they don't get done. Granted, yeah, you probably have to work to pay bills. You probably have to, you know, do certain things to maintain your life. But when you are looking at your schedule going, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. I don't have the energy to go to lunch with so-and-so. Or, oh, I really wish I didn't have this dinner commitment, but it is a commitment and I have to go. You don't have to go. That's not something you have to do. And your friends will understand if it's something for work, you might have to make up an excuse, but guess what? Do it. Remember that your health, your well-being, your mindset is so much more important than not stepping on anyone's toes or worrying about hurting somebody's feelings. Because when you set those boundaries for yourself and you prioritize your life in a way that works for you, it's a game changer. And the people around you will come to respect that because maybe they need to set boundaries too. Maybe they'll see your change in mindset and realize that they need to do the same because they want to feel that good too. So by reprioritizing and really taking that look at what is on your plate and what actually needs to be there, you can actually find time where you just want to be alone, where you need to recharge, where you need to have that mindset shift, that conscious sit down, breathe, connect to the body, and just let yourself be. Like I said, ideally, same time every day. If it doesn't happen at the same time every day, it's not going to ruin your practice, but it will be harder to maintain. We are creatures of habit. So if you're fitting it in anywhere that it fits, that's great. But down the line, it would be a good idea to look at having a set time and space and everything to have it at the same time every day, because that will create the habit and that will be easier to maintain in the long run. Start scheduling it into your planner. If you have so much on your plate the next 3 weeks, start making it 4 weeks out. Making an appointment in your planner 3 times a week and have it be prioritized as you would an appointment, so that when you get to that place, it's scheduled. It is ready for you to sit down and do the work. Anyway, that is my spiel on prioritization and meditation in that aspect. Because without prioritization, you're not going to schedule it. You're busy. You have so much other stuff on your plate. You're just not going to do it if you don't schedule it, if you don't prioritize it as something that's important in your life. That being said, incorporating your children into your meditation practice is something that can actually consolidate things. It is so great for them to have the tools to meditate. It is so great for them to have the tools for mindfulness, for focus and attention and imagination, and have that space to really just be and connect to their own bodies. And by teaching them these things, it will open up their world and it will open up their bodies to accepting this ease, this slow down, and really help them throughout their life. And when we think of sharing this with our children, a lot of times it is like just another thing to add to your plate. But if you are already doing the work, inviting them into that space and teaching them what you're doing and inviting them to do it with you, it's not an extra thing. You're already doing your practice. Just invite them to practice with you. And like I always say, they do have shorter attention spans, so they will not be able to sit for as long as you are. That's fine. We've talked about setting space for them so that they can sit, relax, cuddle, and be comfortable. We've talked about having quiet toys for them to play with while you finish your meditation, depending on the age of your children having them be able to come in and out of your practice, entertain themselves, understand what you're doing so they know that you are unavailable at that moment. Of course, unless it's an emergency. but giving them that freedom to be there in that space with you, whether or not they're actively meditating. And that is the real key thing for working with your children in this, because they're learning even by watching you. So that was the bulk of it. I know it's nothing revolutionary, but we really, working on prioritization and therefore simplification of your life is the biggest thing. And really taking a look, if you are having a hard time finding time in your schedule and prioritizing things and simplifying to let go of what's not necessary, it might be worth looking at the why. Why does sitting by yourself with your own thoughts and your sensations in your body, why does that cause apprehension or fear in you? Because if you are able to sit with yourself and be comfortable with yourself, you'll be able to have this successful meditation practice. If you can't sit with yourself and tune into the body and the mind and what's happening there, you need to learn that first. And that can be a meditation in itself. Just sitting with the body, feeling what is happening in the body. Where do you feel discomfort? Where do you feel ease? Where in the body do you feel any sort of sensation? Or are you numb? And paying attention to that can start to open the body up to tell you the sensations that are actually there. And also just tuning into the thoughts that are coming up in the mind. A lot of times we get so busy, we fill our schedules because we don't want to have this time to just sit and listen to the thoughts that are coming up. And by getting consciously aware of those thoughts can help them quiet down. They want to be heard. They want to be acknowledged. And you don't need to sit and dwell on them as they come up. Just kind of go, yeah, I see you. Okay, this sucks. And then let it go. Don't hold on to it. Just let it go and wait for the next thought to come in. And at first, this can be really difficult and really uncomfortable. But with continued practice doing this, just getting to the point where it's okay, you just go, okay, this is gonna suck. But, you know, every once in a while, the mind clears, or I hear something positive, and that's what I need to focus on. More and more, you'll find that peace, that good thought, and the negativity will be less. You'll become more comfortable with what is happening in your mind and your body. It'll just become this way to process what is happening in the body, and therefore giving you space to have this meditative mindset, this meditation in a space that is not so cluttered. So I have that. Clears things up for you. I hope that helps if you are dealing with that and having a hard time sitting by yourself. It doesn't sound like a meditation. I understand that. But by just sitting there and being present with your thoughts, being present with the body and the sensations happening there, it is a meditation. You are getting into that meditative mindset, and you can teach your kids to do the same. You can talk to them about just listening to whatever thoughts are happening in the head. Close your eyes. Picture your thoughts as clouds passing by And each time one passes, you don't try to hold on to it. You can't hold on to a cloud. It passes and the next one comes through and the next. And you just kind of have that awareness of what is passing in your mind. And you just let them keep going. And this is a great way to know thought patterns and tune into the stories that we tell ourselves and start to change them. So I hope that helps. If you want any more one-on-one help, any advice or guided meditation, or you want some more personalized help and experience, I am available for one-on-ones. Just let me know. We can set up a call and I hope to hear from you soon.
And I want to give a special shout out to my patron, Misty Rogers. Catch you next week on the Busy Mom's Guide to Meditation.